demand management, and MPC. The management of demand is integrally related to strategic and business planning. It is about how an organization uses information to formulate its service and manufacturing planning and control system, as well as how it communicates between functions. Different environments require situation-specific demand management activities. The demand management process weighs both customer demand and a firm's supply-side capabilities and tries to balance the two. All sources of customer demand must be identified and taken into account in order for demand management, sales and operations planning, and master scheduling to be successful and accurate. Demand management is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. The integration of demand planning upstream and downstream within the supply chain to balance all sources of demand for goods and services with the firm's output capabilities to generate profitable results. Demand management involves prioritizing demand when supply is lacking and responds quickly to changes in demand. Demand management includes the individual processes of planning demand, communicating demand, influencing demand, and prioritizing demand. 2. In marketing and sales, the process of planning, executing, controlling, and monitoring the design, pricing, promotion, and distribution of products and services to bring about transactions that meet organizational and individual needs. C. Marketing management, demand planning. There are serious consequences when poor or inappropriate demand management techniques are used that impact timely product manufacturing and delivery, and ultimately customer satisfaction and organizational profitability. Professionals involved in demand management must be knowledgeable of and skilled at a range of demand management tasks and activities in order to deliver the appropriate level of service to each customer segment. Exhibit 3-1, the manufacturing planning and control hierarchy, shows how demand management is a major source of input to both strategic planning and priority planning. Demand management and a key component, demand forecasting, are inputs to both the S&OP process and the master scheduling process, but note that demand forecasts are translated into a production plan during the S&OP process, and this S&OP production plan ultimately drives the rest of the priority planning process. Exhibit 3-1, manufacturing planning and control. While the S&OP production plan does represent the constrained demand, rather than continuing to use the unconstrained demand shown in the input to that process, the product family forecast. Note that in the graphic, there is a line pointing from demand management to the master scheduling process titled Detail Units. This refers to a more detailed forecast used as an input at the master scheduling level. This more detailed forecast is called the Sales 1009 forecast. It is the forecast of the volume of each type of unit needed in the product family. This forecast is constrained by the S&OP production plan and total volume. In addition to providing information to service and manufacturing planning and its capacity planning functions, demand management information is used to plan the efficient physical distribution of outbound products based on promised dates of delivery, the timing of inventory restocking, and shipments between plants. This information helps determine requirements for transportation and warehouse capacity and product movement logistics.